To 52, the Bay College Norse on the short end, and Bay women's coach Matt Gregory. There were points in this game where your ladies were hanging right with them, playing hard, and it just looked like the gas tank ended up being empty before the clock was on all zeros. What did you think?
Well, absolutely. That's what normally has been happening lately, playing spurts, like I mentioned before, and you just can't play spurts in any type of game, no matter who you're playing against. You knew that they were obviously going to get going, and we just had to find ways to obviously not hang our heads when a few shots go in, and step up and get a few stops, and all those small details that can really affect the game.
You held them to 7 points in the first quarter, and halfway through the second quarter, it was 17-15. So for quite a while there, you held them down.
Yeah, unfortunately, in the first quarter, we held ourselves to 8-2. So,
yes.
I mean, that's tough when you can't get the ball going. When you have some chances and opportunities that you do a good job of, boxing out in that first quarter and playing really, really good team, switching defense, talking. It was awesome to see. And but it's definitely hard to do for three more quarters after that, And like I said, there's times where we thought we could maybe turn the corner. I mean, at one point we were down by 5 in that second half, and just couldn't seem to get a very important stop when we needed to, and that was the momentum enough to kind of put that one away.
So how do you approach the next week until we go to Western Tech? Actually, that's 2 weeks away. Obviously, the girls are and yourself, we talked about it a bit earlier, Matt. We're going to really look forward to some time away, right?
Yeah, I mean, in a way, it's good that they need to, like I said, go back and recharge and, maybe take a couple days off not touching the ball and really, really miss, the game of basketball and come back with obviously a hunger for the second semester and a joy to come back to see everybody else too and have that really, really fun team atmosphere that we'll obviously keep pushing with our culture and all that stuff, and that's the bigger picture, obviously.
Well, I'll let you give your shout outs for the final time in 2021 as we head into the Christmas holiday here, Matt.
Shout out to everybody that's been listening and supporting us. Have a very, very good holiday, and we'll see you in the new year.
Yeah, I think that pretty much sums it up. Thanks for doing this, Matt, and we'll see you soon, bud.
Sounds good, Jack.
Okay, Matt Gregory.